Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're taking a little detour from our usual culinary and tech discussions to explore a fascinating intersection of agriculture and renewable energy. Get ready, because this is pretty cool.
Ooh, a surprise topic. Color me intrigued. What's on the menu, agenda today?
It's all about sheep, solar panels, and surprisingly high-quality wool. A recent study looked at what happened when sheep grazed under solar panels, and the results are unexpected, to say the least.
Sheep under solar panels sounds like a recipe for, well, I don't know what. Shade-grown wool? Tell me more.
Exactly. This is called agrivoltaics, combining agriculture with solar energy. This particular study took place in New South Wales, Australia, where a renewables developer, Lightsource BP, wanted to see how sheep would fare grazing underneath their solar arrays.
So what did they find? Did the sheep get sunburned? Did the wool turn into solar-powered sweaters?
Haha! Nothing quite so sci-fi. The amazing thing is the wool quality didn't decrease. It actually improved. The farmer reported a significant increase, and they think it has something to do with the shade protecting the sheep in between grazing sessions.
Wait, so the shade helped? I thought too much shade wasn't great for plants and animals. This is really interesting.
Apparently, the variable rain patterns and access to both lush feed and dried grass, thanks to the shade provided by the panels, led to a more consistent and higher quality wool production. Who knew? It really challenges the idea that solar farms can't coexist with other land uses.
So it's a win-win? Renewable energy and better wool? Sign me up. Are there other examples of this agrivoltaic magic?
Absolutely. There's a project in Spain combining solar panels with olive trees, and studies have shown that some crops like maize and beans even thrive under the partial shade provided by the panels.
That's amazing. It's like we're finding these hidden synergies between technology and nature. It makes you wonder what other possibilities are out there.
Exactly. This is such a promising area of development. Imagine the potential for sustainable agriculture and clean energy working hand in hoof. Thanks for joining us on this unexpected but fascinating journey into the world of agrivoltaics.
Thanks for having me. This was a great conversation. I'm totally inspired to go knit a solar-powered scarf. Well, maybe not, but seriously, this was super informative.
And thank you for listening to Nutty's Show. We'll be back next week with more delicious dishes and techie tidbits. Until then, stay nutty.
Bye-bye.